It's time now for House Call with Children's Nebraska. When your child is sick, it can sometimes be tricky to figure out where to take them. Dr. Tina Scott Mordhorst joins us to help provide some clarity on where you should take your child. Hi, Dr. Tina.
Hi.
When parents ask you what constitutes a visit to their primary provider or to an emergency room, how do you break it down for them?
When in doubt, always call the primary care doc and ask. They will definitely give you some advice. If it's after hours, you're kind of in a different position. You still can call your provider. For most of us, we have a triage line that will help guide families as well. But otherwise, you have options. You have urgent care or you have the emergency room. Our Urgent Care at Children's has a virtual option. The virtual option is really nice because you don't have to sit and wait. You are given a time that you meet with a provider. It's usually a very succinct visit, but there are certain things that you want to use virtual care for. It has to be something that does not require an in-depth physical exam. So maybe a cold or a cough without high fevers. If you have concerns about mild dehydration or your child is maybe having some vomiting or diarrhea without a lot of dehydration, that can be addressed. Pink eye is a nice one that can be addressed via virtual care, as are some rashes. The nice thing about children's virtual care is if the provider feels like the care needs to be stepped up and the child needs to either go in to the urgent care or the emergency room, that visit is waived in lieu of the visit to the ER or the urgent care. Speaking of stepped up visits, the urgent care is a better place for things like simple lacerations or simple burns. Maybe if you think your child has an ear infection or strep throat, a urinary tract infection. Even simple fractures can be addressed in the urgent care. You really want to save the emergency room for more severe illnesses. Any breathing problems, severe breathing problems, shortness of breath, increased work of breathing, seizures, burns or lacerations that are more involved or extensive. Bites should be seen in the emergency room. Oftentimes, if there's an animal involved, that requires some conversation with animal control. And if you have a baby with a fever of 100.4 or greater, that baby under 2 months old needs to be seen in the emergency room.
All right, Dr. Tina. And if parents still aren't sure, what should they do?
Call their provider. They can call the provider and talk with whoever is covering, either another physician or the triage line.
All right, Dr. Tina, thank you for that helpful information. Dr. Tina Scott Mordhorst sees patients at the Children's Physician's Office in Plattsmouth. To find a Children's Physician's Office near you, visit childrensnebraska.org.